Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Would you rather be with a slow talker, a slow walker, or a slow eater? Those are the options.
For me, it's a no-brainer.
Me as well.
The slow eater.
I'm going slow eater.
Slow eater, yes. Every time.
Slow eater.
Absolutely.
Because yes. I'm with one.
You're with a slow eater?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm a very slow eater. So for me, this is perfect.
Doggone it.
Yes. I love it. What's wrong with you people? Well, I don't, you know, look, I just, it's not a race. So for me, like a meal time.
I think it depends on the meal, though. Like if it's the weekend and I've made breakfast, for some reason that gets eaten pretty quickly.
But really? Especially if it's hot.
Yeah.
Like eggs cool down quickly and all that kind of thing. So I do tend to shovel those down. I've slowed down only because I'm getting older and you have more indigestion issues.
I chew more.
But yeah, I definitely chew more.
That's one lesson. That's one thing, man.
But I honestly eat slow. My daughter eats extremely slowly. So after 14 years, I think I've just learned to deal with it. But in no way is she going to out-eat anyone in any capacity.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
The good news is when you have kids and they order their remedial food
chicken strips
and yes. French fries. You go, hey, you can bring those out with the appetizers. Mm-hmm. You can bring those out first.
Absolutely.
You can bring that out. If you go in and go back there and they got an extra one sitting in the window, just take it.
But the problem is when you order something like pizza and they bring the pizza out at the same time. And like I said, my daughter has a very odd way of eating it. But even in her odd methodology, she's still very slow about the process of eating. So if we get, say, like two medium or two large pizzas, everyone else has put down about four slices, right? You are full.
Yep, yep.
There's no more. She's on slice one about halfway done, but she wants two. So inevitably, it's like, listen, baby, seriously, man, like we're taking a rest home. She's like, can I have one more piece? I'm like, not here.
Yes.
When we get home,
see, that's not a bad thing.
What you want. I think it is.
Now, I would almost rather be with a slow talker than someone who takes forever, regardless of the speed of their speech, to get to their point. So if it takes you a long time to get from point A to point B, where you hear the guy that calls in, long story short, we all go, oh, no.
You're lying.
Oh, no. It's going to take forever.
Yeah.
I'd almost rather be with a slow talker than someone who just takes forever to get to whatever point, story, whatever they're talking about.
But I think there's a difference. Like, yeah, if you have a point that you are going to make, I don't mind if you speak slowly. I'll get all the details.
That's it.
If you speak at a regular pace, but I'm beginning to wonder, like, does this story end? That drives me crazy.
I mean, I have a buddy. His wife's a bit of a slow talker.
Yeah.
But she makes very good points.
That's
but
it.
But I have just, over the last year or two, I have made a conscious effort to just be like, just keep your head in the game.
Yeah, right.
She's actually super intelligent and makes great points. But, like, with me and my buddies, we get going. It's like this show. It's just rapid fire.
Yes.
I got to be like,
yes.
Ted, shut up.
Yeah, slow down.
Let her talk.
Now,
that's the thing. If you know a point is going to be made, it's like listening to a political speech, right? Most of them are not going to rapid fire. If they're doing a speech for you to hear, they all slow down and speak like this, but they are going to make a point whether you agree with the point or not. And I do appreciate that. But there's other people, they speak slowly and there's no point. And it drives me up a wall. And I feel like I don't know people like that. But when I go to the bar, which I do frequently, every once in a while you get engaged in a conversation with someone and you realize, like, oh my God, it's going to take 20 minutes for them even to get to the point.
Look,
and they're speaking
slowly. We are in the communication business. Our job is to communicate, whether it's good or bad, whatever the deal is, that's our job to do to you, to entertain you, all those things.
Yeah.
The whole building's that way. There are people in this building that if you want to get involved with a conversation, you might as well just sit down. Take your shoes off.
Unpack a lunch.
Put your feet up and seriously lay back in a chair with your hands behind your head and just listen because you've just lost a half an hour of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more of that in this room or in this building than there are in my life.
Mm. Yeah.
In my life.
Mm-hmm.
On this floor. On this floor alone.
I heard you say in this room.
Well, no. I mean,
I'll wrap it up, dude.
Actually, we do this for a living. You know what I'm saying? But I'm serious. These other people do this for a living too.
And it amazes me.
It's crazy that you should charge by like the half an hour. I mean, really, there's a guy who has a sign on his door. I won't say who it is, but it's basically counseling services.
Yeah.
The sticker on there says, all right, you just sign up. He should have a sign-up sheet. Like, these slots are taken.
Because without him offering his services, people will spend 25 minutes not talking
on the
about
phone,
work.
Even not even in person. I mean, it's the damnedest thing in the world. My biggest pet peeve on this one, though, is the slow walker. And I realize that people get older.
It's not a race, Miles.
look, my dad and his girlfriend were just in town for 2 weeks. They left yesterday.
How happy now, were you?
Well, they were fine. It was just to get anywhere. To get anywhere. Because they could be listening. To get anywhere. All right? It would take... I was like, I will drop you off at the front door of wherever we are going. I mean, at a drive-thru.
Because you're going to park the car and still get through the door before they do.
At the same time.
Yes. We started to walk someplace for dinner. We walked about 100 yards. I said, turn this us around. I'm driving.
Right.
And the reason I'm driving... The reason we're going to walk is it's not Uberable. It's too short.
You.
It's too short of a way. Also, there's not a really, there's not guaranteed or a lot of parking in this area. I figured we would walk there.
So did you drop them off and then park your car back at your house?
I could have. Okay. No, I ended up driving. I did find a spot. But the whole idea was I just can't wait for this.
Yeah.
And the worst is, I don't know how I do this. Every time in the grocery store, I get behind that slow person. I mean, just really slow. And then I find a way to get around them. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the next aisle. Somehow they're in front of me again.
Yes.
It's like they just appear. I'm like, how did you just jump the aisle?
You have not been moving fast, right,
But suddenly you're in front of me again. Like, how did this happen?
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right, time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You guys are playing. I'll pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you are out. So... Do you guys want the best or worst car brands? Or, as Kicks for Kids Day is this Thursday, the top 10 sneaker brands here in the United States?
Sneakers.
All right. Sneakers?
Yeah. Kicks.
Going Kicks? Kicks it is. You guys know how the game is played. Name as many as you can before three strikes and you're out.
I mean, Nike has to be number one.
Yes. Number one.
I was like, let's just get that one out of the...
Easy.
All right. Now, here's my question, right? Skechers is coming on. Hokas are coming on, but I don't know if they're dominating yet. What's the ugly ones again? Uggs, they're massive.
Yeah, but they're not sneakers.
Oh, these are specifically sneakers. Now, you have Uggs sneakers?
I have Uggs sneakers. They're not going to be on this list, but
no
I
kidding.
Have Uggs sneakers.
All right.
Yeah. Trying to think what else.
They're very comfortable, by the way. Adidas, maybe.
New Balance is all over the place now.
Adidas.
Oh, yeah, it's a different brand.
I'm thinking about dudes.
Yeah. Like Pumas could be on there.
All these could be on there. What's your guess?
How about New Balance?
New Balance is number three.
Okay.
The old people shoe.
I'm seeing those everywhere now.
New Balance are good for people who have wide feet.
Correct. So New Balance does make some cool shoes, but that standard wider white dad shoe is still...
That's the New Balance is the shoe of radio engineers. It used to be white Reeboks.
Okay.
Same with program directors. In jeans. Terrible look. Now it's switched over to New Balance.
I would go Adidas.
Yeah.
Number two.
I do like my Adidas.
I love them. I think they're great.
Seeing those everywhere now. Top 10. As of what? This year so far?
It's just sneakers, right?
Just sneakers.
I mean,
do you think Hokas are on there?
Or Under Armour?
Under Armour's not
like
a bad
Under
call.
Armour
they
shoes,
put out
dude.
A lot of shoes now.
Under Armour?
Under Armour.
Damn. Not on the top 10. Maybe they're climbing up, you know? They're relatively new to the shoe game, probably the last 20 years.
They go back and forth, man.
So maybe we got to go more classic stuff.
Right. I'm going to say Pumas, Miles.
There Puma, number six.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
They are huge around the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're one of the top
Europe,
brands
Pumas
in the world.
Everywhere.
Well,
yeah
they're a
sure.
massive cat. Come on, man.
Well, man, I got gas.
I mean, you're right on Hokas only because it used to be runners.
Right.
Converse, maybe?
Then, like, my nephew got into them. I have two pairs of them now.
I don't know if they've gotten to the top 10 yet, but they're definitely climbing. But, yeah, what did you just
Converse.
Say?
Converse.
Converse. Vans might also still be up there. I don't know if they're still cool. But
go Converse.
Converse?
Yeah.
Number four.
All right.
Got to remember Converse for affordability. They
Absolutely.
Are still what they've always been.
Sure.
A cheap shoe that lasts a minimal amount of time.
Yeah. Wish they'd be a little bit cheaper.
They can be cheaper, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, they got... Now everybody wears them.
Everyone wears them. Are Vans considered sneakers?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then Vans.
Number five. So far, you guys have the top six. Puma, Vans at five. Converse, four. New Balance at three. Adidas, two. One is Nike.
My daughter pretty much only wears Vans.
Yeah.
So we're Crocs, which are not tennis shoes, but it's Vans or Crocs. That's it.
Have we said any of the brands we said show up on there, Miles?
I mean, you guys have been talking around a lot of them, but some of you've actually picked.
All right. What about Reebok?
Reebok.
Around the world?
Not in the top 10.
And this is around the
Shocking.
World?
Shocking. No, this is the United States.
Wow. Do we go with Hoka?
I think maybe we do, man. They're everywhere.
All right, I'm in. I'll follow you guys into the fire.
Right. Hoka.
Hoka.
9.
Oh, all right. Suck it.
Okay. I feel like there's a big one that we're missing.
There's got to be.
Okay, there's one that's kind of more popular in the trail world.
Oh.
As far as running goes. Now, they're not the most popular, but they have a worldwide following. They're more of an REI.
Right.
Like in a Teva, not that kind of a.
Are we talking like a Timberhawk like a Merrill situation?
World. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. Keen. If you're looking in those areas,
yeah,
you will see this brand.
I feel like I know what it is, and I cannot think. I can picture the shoe, but cannot think of the name of the brand.
What are the kind that Miles is always wearing these days? It's not the Hokas, the other ones that he wears.
I'm wearing Olakais. They're not really popular.
No.
Because I'm cool.
I got a pair of Olakais. Yeah. Very lightweight, very comfortable.
Yeah. It's my Hawaiian representation.
We said Adidas, Reebok failed.
Crocs, I don't Puma think count as a sneaker.
Crocs are not sneakers. We got Vans.
Doggone it. What are we missing? Like Keds? Like, yes. are they still Jesus. A doggone thing?
I'm going to guess they're not in the top 10.
Right.
Okay. There's three left. You have two strikes.
Did we go Skechers?
We did not go Skechers.
Skechers.
7.
All right.
8 out of the 10.
I'm trying to think, man. So I'm not a big tennis shoe guy.
Same.
So I don't pay much attention.
One is pretty strictly a running shoe. One is more of a trail running shoe.
Brooks, maybe? If Hoka's on there.
Brooks, that's what I was thinking.
Brooks is not bad, dude. Yeah. Let's go Brooks, Miles. Strike 3.
Tennis base Brooks, not on the list. But they have a great shoe.
Give us a hit.
One has a name that's pretty close to a ski manufacturer.
Head Rosignol, I'm trying to think of.
You're in the ballpark.
K2s?
No.
I don't know ski manufacturers.
Those are the only two I know.
I got nothing for skiing, yeah.
We'll get the running shoe.
We will get the running shoe.
No, get the running shoe first.
It's right. Not Brooks.
Nope.
It's not Hoka, but it's exclusively kind of a running shoe.
More so.
I don't know. Is there some brand? Like, are we missing like the toe shoes?
Nope.
Oh, God. Those things. God. So weird. The foot gloves. Cass's wife had a pair of those. She was the first person I saw wearing them. And I remember going to his house, and she came walking out to greet me, and I'm just staring at her feet like, what's wrong with your feet? She's like, they're shoes. I'm like, are you sure?
What about like a Timberland, Miles?
Nah.
Damn it. We're getting a handful of people saying marmots.
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
How about marmots?
They're in that family, though.
Jesus.
What else are people suggesting?
People said Columbia.
No.
Does Keens?
Oh, somebody did get it. They got one.
Oh, Fila's.
Oh, two. Yeah, there's two on
here. Oh, Fila. Yeah, Fila's.
No.
No,
I got it. Damn it.
I mean, is it Keen? Because they make a hiking shoe? No.
DC's. Son of a gun.
British Knights.
For real?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Like K-Swiss or something?
Okay, the one you're not going to get is Salomon.
I've never even heard of that.
Salomon trail shoes? You guys don't know anything about them? Running shoes?
No.
They're huge around the world, too.
No kidding.
They're a billion dollar company.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
So,
look these guys up.
Number 10, Salomon. Number 9 is Hoka. The one that you guys missed, Asics.
Oh, right.
Followed by.
If you had said soccer shoe, that would have been my first.
7 is Skechers, Puma 6, Vans 5, Converse 4, New Balance 3. Number 2 is Adidas, and the number 1 shoe is Nike.
What is your go-to?
Adidas.
You're Adidas?
Adidas.
Ted, you're Nike, right?
Correct.
I'm Converse.
I prefer Nike myself.
Okay.
They're comfortable.
There you go.
Kicks but for I'm... Kids Day all day Thursday on the Rock.
They probably knew all 10
Donate.
Of those.
Donate. The kids get to pick out their own pair of shoes, you see.
Uh-huh.
The goal is 400 kids in brand new shoes. You can donate right now if you want. KISW.com.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. And scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
What was the last time that you guys got pretty tore up? As far as waking up and going, oh man, I feel crap. I feel like just total ass.
More recently than I would indicate. But really, really, really bad. Real bad, probably back in March.
Okay.
I mean, where I was just like, oh my God, I have to ask what happened kind of thing. And of course, the answer sucked.
Just staying up too late, I would say Friday and Saturday.
Of this week.
Well, I went to Morgan Wallen both nights, and then we like did some post-after stuff. So, I mean...
What time did the concert end? Like 10, 11, somewhere around?
11:15 on the dot.
Yeah.
He pushed it. And Saturday night, he might have pushed it a little bit farther and paid that fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of there was a night. Miles, right? I ran into you at a bar after Rolling Stones because you couldn't get out of there. So you're like, oh, we'll just wait it out. And then before you realize it,
you're hammered.
You're eating a turkey or a chicken Caesar wrap on your couch at 2 a.m. thanking God you got water.
So,
that happened to me on Saturday.
A
little specific.
Coming back from Africa. All right.
Okay.
So from Johannesburg to Newark, it's 16 hours on a plane. So you're in this bucket. I'm in business class. There's nothing else to do.
How much more did that cost than coach?
I use my points.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, that ain't cheap.
Was not bad, but 16 hours long. I mean, I took a nap, watched 3 movies, but. Still had some beverages.
Yeah.
So I get to Newark. When I get to Newark, I have to go through all the rigmarole to get on a plane that is going to take me from Newark to Seattle, direct flight. Easy peasy, because I've been in a plane for 16 hours. Well, now my flight has been canceled.
Canceled?
Canceled.
Okay.
Canceled. After checking in, doing the entire thing.
Why?
The flight crew didn't show up for Alaska.
That's it.
Yep. So... okay, now I'm in the airport for 2 hours. I am waiting for my new flight. My new flight takes me to Dallas.
Jesus.
I get to Dallas. I have to wait an hour and a half for my next flight, which takes me to San Francisco.
All right.
Then I have a 2.5-hour delay in San Francisco, which then takes me to Portland.
Come on.
In Portland, I've got an hour. Fly to Seattle. I'm just like, that was crazy. But when I stepped off that plane in Seattle, I mean, I had an Uber, not a big deal, but I'm like, whoa, because it was half time buzz, half alcohol buzz.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like just kind of just swaying when I get to luggage. I swear to you, my bag was one of the first ones that came out.
For real?
Nice.
Yes. So that was, thank God for that. So man.
The first time I flew first class, because look, I'm talking
over a day on an airplane, nothing.
Anything about first class, we just had the opportunity to upgrade. And by we, I mean me. So I leave my wife back and coach. I take first class. And I sit down. And so the old woman next to me, we start chatting. She points out that there's complimentary drinks. And I mean, my antenna goes to the roof. I'm like, wait a minute. So like any drink I get, like I don't owe them anything. She goes, well, no, dear, you paid for it. I'm like, well, I didn't. I got upgraded. She goes, but if they put you up here, it's on the house. I'm like, cool. So for whatever reason, they couldn't close the door to the plane, and I want to start drinking. So I'm like, hey, man, can I get a Jack? Because up there, you don't have to say Jack and Coke. First class, I'm like, you want Jack? We'll give you Jack. So can I get a Jack Daniels? Flight attendant says, well, look, by federal law, we cannot serve alcohol if the door is still open.
Close the door!
It's illegal. I was like, lady, I do so many illegal things, that means nothing to me, okay? So the old lady next to me, she now likes me, so she's like, oh, just serve up drinks. She got a vodka and tomato juice or something, whatever.
All right.
So me and her, this old lady, we hit it off. The flight attendant has now agreed, whatever, I'm going to start serving drinks, which is now the benefit to everyone in first class. Now, I do not remember the entire flight, but what I will say, we find out the next day, she just called into the show because I drank 17 Jack Daniels. All right. This was, I think we were flying from Florida back to Seattle. So 17 Jacks. I black out drunk, right? And... But when the flight lands, I do not wake up when it lands. I wake up to being shaken by my shoulders. There's no one on the plane. There's the flight attendant, and here's my wife with her arms folded. I mean, daggers shooting out of her eyes. And I'm in my mind, I'm just like, oh, no. But I'm still so hammered, I don't care.
You basically drank an entire bottle of Jack, Steve.
Yes, I did. And apparently the other people in first class were angry because if they wanted Jack, like it was too late. I had taken it all down. Oh, yeah, that was.
Jason, we asked, when did you get really messed up? This is a crazy story. Pizza place in Wisconsin accidentally laced some of its pies with oil infused with THC, affecting 85 people.
Why was it even in the kitchen?
Oh, here you go. The incident reportedly occurred at Famous Yeti's Pizza.
Famous Yeti's.
Famous Yeti's.
The pizza restaurant used the THC-laced oil after they ran out of their own. But employees, they borrowed the oil from a shared kitchen, which was used by multiple businesses,
okay,
including a store that sells THC products, brownies, Rice Krispie treats. So the kitchen is shared.
But they grabbed the THC oil.
They were unaware that the oil that they grabbed contained the THC. So at least 85 people, ranging in age from 1 to 91, experienced symptoms consistent with THC intoxication after eating at Famous Yeti's. So over a three-day period, they had no idea. They kept selling it. So emergency medical services reported to Public Health Madison that they had transported 7 people to a local hospital for various symptoms, including dizziness, sleepiness, increased heart rate, nausea, paranoia, panic attacks, increased blood pressure, vomiting, or hallucinations. 47 of the people with symptoms were male, 38 were female.
And 5 of them knew exactly what was going on.
33 said they visited a healthcare provider, 28 of the hospital emergency department, and 5 elsewhere.
I would throw. I would have been like, yeah, I'm going to need another one of those.
Do you get the munchies if you're eating pizza? They get
this stuff was strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 people were hospitaled for at least one night. The restaurant stated in a post on Facebook, Famous Yetis, we're working closely with local authorities to improve our storage and secure protocols to prevent this from ever happening again, and to guarantee the safety of our customers. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience and all of the harm that was caused.
You got to think that the weed people are like, we just lost a lot of product, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're using that for our stuff. You take our oil. That's kind of funny, though.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. You know, often as adults, you kind of forget about simple pleasures in life. Mm-hmm. Some of those should just be snacks the kids eat, but also adults find really good. I would say just a simple thing is, when's the last time you just, warm summer day, you just sat down with a soft serve cone?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
They're hard to find. I mean,
they're
McDonald's has
them. They're a little harder
them.
Out here, but I'm just, or even just an ice cream cone. Like, you kind of forget, like, hey, the kids aren't wrong. This is exciting.
The problem is, last time I did it, last year in Delaware, but it was still the kids' idea.
Yeah.
Right? So I rolled in there, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get you whatever. Then I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and get one. But to your point, sat on a bench outside, and I'm like, this is freaking delicious.
Coors Brothers? Coors Bros?
Yes.
Yeah. They are great.
You know exactly where I went, yes.
Get the orange and vanilla one.
Oh, yeah?
Trust me.
I'm going again.
All right, so this is a list of just, again, kids' snacks that parents, as they say, find ridiculously awesome.
Okay.
Now, the first one on the list, I don't think we should qualify this as a kid's snack. To me, this is a snack for all. Bugles.
Bugles.
I've never been a big fan of Bugles.
What?
But even as a kid, I was, other than putting them on my fingers and doing all that stuff, I just never really liked the taste.
Well, their game has changed. Now they've got about 4 or 5 different flavors. They've got buffalo, they've got ranch, caramel. Yeah, they've got ranch.
With Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yep. Okay, right. That's the one.
So they're kind of now in the Doritos world as far as trying new flavors.
And a lot of them are really good. Have a sweet one, too.
I do, the caramel one. It's awesome. It is
I might
awesome.
Give that one a try.
Have you seen El Paso? They now make like a bag of chips.
No.
But they have a churro one that's kind of like the cinnamon twist from Taco Bell.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Let's see. Miles, if you were a kid at the beach and you got an FBI shirt, what did it stand for?
Female booty inspector or female body inspector, depending on the shirt.
So next on the list of snacks the kids like that so do adults, Pirate's Booty.
Yep, Pirate's Booty.
Do they really like that? Does anyone really like that stuff?
My kids
love it. Yeah,
do they?
Good.
Okay, yeah. All right. I feel like I'm eating cardboard or styrofoam.
That's Are kind you of the fun. Serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love Pirate's Booty.
Okay.
You get the extra cheesy.
Subtle flavor.
Yeah, live a little.
All right. I'll give him another shot.
Great while gaming, Miles. You go gardening a little bit, and then you'll
Plus, Miles, you're all about watching calories generally and stuff. You don't have a bad diet. Like, Pirate's Booty is actually pretty low in calories. Like,
okay.
You can eat some of that and not feel
Sold.
Bad.
Yeah. Sold.
Yo Crunch.
Yo Crunch?
Is that the yogurt-covered stuff or something?
Yes, and it's got the crushed-up Oreos up top.
Well, then, it, I mean, yeah.
No. I don't so think you I've
open,
had that.
You open the little crushed-up Oreos, and you dump them in the yogurt.
Oh, yeah, 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 yes, 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 yes. I didn't realize what it was called, but
yogurt
yes.
is one of those weird things, too, where, like, if you're eating plain Greek yogurt,
it's
healthy.
Just, right, but no fun.
Well, put the Oreos on top, and now...
Right, and a lot of the other yogurts have so many sweeteners in them, they taste a lot better.
They do.
But not nearly as healthy.
No, they are not, and I don't care.
Well, eventually you get old enough, you just eat Greek yogurt with honey.
It's not bad, but you wish it was more.
It's not good. I mean, it's not
throw some blueberries in there. Get
I have. Yeah. It's just, it's fine.
Right, it's fine. It's fine.
I'd rather eat something else sweet, but, you know, it gets you by.
Okay.
Jesus. Again, this one, I'm not positive how this got to be a kid snack. Snyder's of Hanover, the honey mustard pretzel bites.
Those are not for children.
I agree. To me, that's a higher
quality.
Those are
for addicts.
Those are the ones where, like, my kid can have a few, but I am eating these.
That mustard, dry mustard.
Dude, ones. So good. I know.
Yeah.
Shoot.
They put Little Debbie's cosmic brownies on the list.
They're okay. They're a little too sweet for me now.
You'd recognize them.
They were a little bit overrated for me. Like, they were still good, but I feel like they were one of those things that people really overhyped. They were fine. They were great great to put in the lunch. I prefer the oatmeal cream pies.
I'll tell you what. If you're going to eat brownies, it's really easy just to make a pan of them and have them warm. I mean, it doesn't take much. You just stir the crap up in a bowl, throw it in the pan, throw it in the oven. 25 minutes later, you got brownies.
Brownies are the easiest. I think sometimes, like... It's rare that I'll get a Little Debbie treat, but it's specific, like, I want a Little Debbie treat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Zebra cakes.
Zebra, hang tight.
Yeah.
Goldfish, they go, the pizzas. Pizza-flavored
they
goldfish.
They are good. They are.
I feel like that's the pizza-flavored stuff, like the Pringles and all that, like, I got more of that as a kid than I do as an adult, but I loved the pizza-flavored stuff when I was a kid.
Pizza-flavored goldfish, like, I don't have them all the time, but I had them a few months ago. I was like, all right, I still like them.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for the like the cheddar blast goldfish.
Yes.
they're really
extra toasty.
You and the extra toasty. You
yes,
like
sir.
Your Cheez-Its extra toasty too.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on. Again, we're talking about kids' snacks that adults like as well. Thrill brought this up earlier. I would say also made famous by Billy Madison, the snack pack.
They're great, man.
That's the little chocolate pudding in there. Yeah,
another one.
Also get them sugar and fat free and all that.
They do. The sugar-free one's a little...
But they have it.
They do. I know.
It's like, I know Diet Coke. It's
there's still two. But I'll drink a Diet Coke. I like a Dr. Pepper Zero. I bought four of those zero-sugar pudding ones. Yeah, there's still two in my fridge.
Did the vanillas freak anyone else out when they were a kid?
Vanilla?
As a kid, yeah. But now, I think they're tremendous.
Right, when I was a kid, like, pudding was always chocolate. And then they bring out the vanilla one. Like, what in the hell is this?
Oh, I'm a sucker for swirl.
Oh, okay.
So if you go, hey, we got a swirl here, I'm like, I'm in.
Yep.
Right? Like throw, we're started about like soft serve ice cream in a cone.
Yeah.
Give me that swirl. Right? I need two flavored swirl together, man.
Damn right.
They say just Kraft American cheese singles.
No.
Now you don't see a ton of kids just walking around eating a Kraft single.
No.
But I do think if you ask kids if they want turkey and cheese or ham and cheese, they're almost always gonna go American cheese.
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they think outside of that box.
I'm just thinking, if I'm in school and I see a kid just walking around just soloing singles,
I'm broke, man?
I'm avoiding them.
Yeah, again, I say American cheese, for me, breakfast sandwiches and smash burgers.
Okay. It's fine there. It's taste on its own. It just tastes like vegetable oil to me. So I don't.
Basically is.
I know, but I can taste it. So I'm like,
Yoplait used to have the Go-Gurts.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of miss that one.
I never really took advantage of it. My kids were on that for a hot minute, maybe 2 years. It's just easy because the friends come over, you hand them out, and it's like handing out crack outside of the drug clinic.
Kind of like a human chew root.
Yeah.
Again, kicks for kids' day, so we're running down a list of kids' snacks that adults love, too. Ritz Bits. Those are the little sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are not bad, man. Yeah.
I preferred the peanut butter over the cheese, man. The cheese was never really my style.
Yeah, again, though, this is one of those ones, I know they serve them single servings, but, like, I don't know, that seems like that's appealing to a lot of people.
It is, because
I guess
basic.
You're right, but, like, those little orange ones, I did start eating those as a child,
mm-hmm.
and now we'll eat them
it's
as
like
an adult.
It's like mini nabs.
What are nabs?
The six-pack crackers.
Oh,
so
yeah, crackers
with, you know, the peanut butter, the cheese.
Yeah.
Some people call them nips. Nips well, and nabs, believe it or not, depending on the area of the country you're in.
Yeah, well, it's like taking a nip of whiskey.
Yeah, I take a nab.
Nab.
I want a nab of whiskey.
I will say
a double nab
because no one knows how much that is. Exactly. No, I need more. I said.
Did you have a shot? No, I had two nabs.
I had two nabs. Relax.
I mean, there was never any violence, but as a child, I feel like in the lunchroom when you got those, you know, it's like, well, I've got the peanut butter little ones. Somebody else is like, I got the cheese ones. It's like,
you gotta switch up.
All right, it's like cigs at prison.
Yes. Yeah,
so it's like, I'll trade you two for this, or you know, let me get some of those. Teddy Grahams makes the list.
Oh hell yeah.
Oh god, yeah.
All day, baby.
Yeah,
they're so basic, but they're just good.
Yeah. I just got called Teddy Grahams so much I developed a hatred for them. I should retry them.
That's not a bad call.
But as a child, Teddy Grahams, as they were introduced, and that damn Teddy Ruxpin were the bane of my existence. Mm-hmm.
Just a negative association. Now, give them another shot, man. You'll eat an entire box and feel kind of bad about yourself, but they're great.
Mother Circus Animal Cookies. These are the ones that kind of
are good.
White
animal cookies are great.
Right.
Yeah.
It's right.
Yeah.
They're good. And again, we haven't bought them since the kids were super little, but my wife and I both had the same experience. You know, we buy them. Kids are excited because they're animal shapes. And you kind of grab one.
Yeah.
Then I realize I've eaten like 15 and the kids are looking at me with their eyes getting watery. Because here's one thing. Adults versus kids, right? Kids eat animal crackers like one at a time and they're going to bite off the head. You take a palm full and shove like 12 in there. And also, I realize how many you've eaten.
As a kid, some of the most unique packaging.
Always.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, like, nothing else was... You saw that box, you knew
the
exactly
animal crackers. Yeah. Well, these ones, I think, are better, too, is they have a little frosted sprinkles on them.
Exactly. I don't know if they still do, but a while back, Dairy Queen had a Blizzard that was Circus Animal Cookie.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, it was great.
Want blended animals?
Hell yeah.
Basically, the queen of this list, Little Debbie shows back up with oatmeal cream pie.
Let's go, baby. You ever had the double-decker?
Yeah. If I eat a Little Debbie, it's a double decker. About every 3 months, I there's a spot I know that sells it.
Yeah.
All right. This one again. Your children could eat them, but these are for adults. That's how good they are. The Oreo Cakester. Has your daughter had these yet?
I think we got them for maybe 2 years ago. She just wants her Oreos.
All right. I'm not a huge Oreo guy.
Yeah.
But I love Cakesters.
Those Cakesters are the truth, man. They were great.
Yeah. Exactly. God, they're good. Fruit by the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. All day. What?
What's that?
I've never liked it.
Is that a banana?
No, man. It's a good thing. It's a you know, little fruit.
Fruit jerky.
Yeah.
Look, everyone in my family loves them except me. So I got to buy them. Trust me, I'll eat
Rice Krispie Treats also made the list. Yeah. Original Fruit Roll-Ups made the list.
Nice.
Little Debbie Zebra Cakes.
Damn straight. I got way fat on
you guys
are
sugar addicts, man.
Well, yeah, we were fat little kids.
Yeah, I got crazy fat on Zebra Cakes, dude.
Scooby-Doo fruit-flavored snacks. I like the Mott's ones. And then they end with Gushers.
Jeez, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fruits, the Welch's ones, the Mott's ones.
Welch's was where it's at, yeah.
Those fruit snacks are shockingly good.
I got screwed over. We were banned for sugar when I was growing up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you were healthier.
No, well, I mean,
we didn't need
sugar stuff. Thank you, Head Chef. Let's see here. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Sean, thank you for waiting patiently.
Yes, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober driving at work.
All right, Sean. Okay, Sean, our men's room
poll. He's a getaway driver, by the way, for bank robbers, just so people know.
Yes.
You're
going to eat one every day for a year. You taking anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
Anchovies.
I'm right there with
you. Do you actually like anchovies?
Well, no, but I'd have them in a Caesar salad like you guys were talking about.
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. General William Howe commanded the British Army in what war?
The Revolutionary War?
One and done.
Wow.
And done. But before we let you go, I'm going to ask you a true or false question. True or false? The word for a group of pugs is a snort. For a group of pugs.
Let's go with true.
No, believe it or not, the name for a group of pugs is a grumble.
A grumble.
A grumble.
They look grumbly.
That's exactly. You have like, if it's a group of giraffes, it's a tower of giraffes.
Yeah.
It's a murder of crows, an unkindness of ravens, a grumble of pugs. It just works.
Isn't it also a, what's owls? That's like a...
It's a... Oh, they have a pretty good one.
It's a hoot.
A hoot.
Like a constitution or a congress or a.
It might be congress.
What's the European word for a?
It's something that sounds important.
A parliament.
Yes.
Whole delicious cigarette.
Yes. Well, they all smoke.
Yes. Yeah. Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Adam, it says here you donated $300 to Kicks for Kids.
Correct, sir.
Awesome. Well done, Adam. Man. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober after Easterwood.
No one is, Adam. No one ever is. Okay, Adam, you're going to eat one every day for a year. Are you taking anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
I'll take anchovies every day and put them on my pizza.
All right. All right. Very good.
Do you cook them on the pizza, or do you put them on top after?
I put them on before I cook them.
Oh, ooh, man.
And you're a man. Never would do that.
Hey, can I get a favor from you guys?
Sure.
Since I donated that money, can you guys play Run to the Hills?
Yes, we can.
Damn right.
You're absolutely right. We can. Yeah. Sure.
Castle, I'm sorry. I'm going to make this decision. I'm doing it.
Yeah, we're going to do
that's
it.
That's a good song to play.
If he gets mad, he doesn't like kids. I mean, that's on Castle. That's I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
How's he supposed to run if he doesn't have shoes, Castle?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And why does everyone run to my house when this song is played? All right. Here's your question. What car company?
Damn it. So I never thought about that.
It's
right. Yeah, you're right.
My mother used to, when I was a kid, it used to drive me crazy because I hated the movie, I hate the song, but every once in a while she would break into The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music. And I mean, I know, it was her little thing. She thought it was so funny. Me and my brother both like, you want to stab her with a fork or should I? Like, this has got to end. All right. Your question, what car company was named for the founder of Detroit?
Ford?
Dodge.
Nope, I did not know that.
Hold on.
So the car company was named after the founder of DeLorean. The city of Detroit. No.
Well, makes sense. Tight. DeLorean.
Oh, General Motor.
Yes, it was General Motor. I'm kidding. No. Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Kid.
And if you're like me, you learned that a guy with the last name Cadillac founded the city of Detroit.
That's why it looks so nice over there.
Okay. Yes.
Standard of American luxury.
Damn right.
Not the city, the car. All right. Your question, B.B. King named his guitar, and Negan from The Walking Dead named his bat what?
Oh, damn it.
Before I go, I will see you guys on the 6th.
Nice, man.
Oh, very good.
3 days after my neck surgery.
Uh-oh.
I'll be in the neck brace. Look for me.
Okay.
I'll remember that.
All right, Adam.
It is Lucille.
It is.
All right, before we let you go, would you have gotten that without Negan?
Negan.
I would have gotten that from B.B. King.
All right, excellent.
Could also
man.
Send a delicious beer from Georgetown.
That is a solid beer.
Yes, it is.
The guy that played Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I think he's actually from here. I think he's from Tacoma. He's a massive Seahawks fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wild, wild pick. He's in so many different things. He's even in The Boys, but he's, big Seattle guy.
Huh, I would not have known that. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Greetings. Jason, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is from Kirkland, by the way.
Kirkland.
Oh, there we go. Right. I knew he was from up here.
Oh, he can get Coke. All right, Jason.
And bedazzled jeans.
Yeah, men's room poll. Eat one every day for a year. Anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu. At least he knows a guy.
Yeah. I like my anchovies, but I couldn't do it every day, man. I got to go with tofu.
Tofu.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jason, here's your question. Who is the main character of the Hunger Games books and movies?
I never watched it, read it. Bob.
Bob, so close.
Katniss Everdeen.
Yes, Katniss Everdeen.
What a weird-ass name.
Katniss. Well, I mean, they're in a weird-ass time, all things. I like that that's what you gleaned out of this.
Well, nobody had a regular name, I guess.
I couldn't name another character.
I forget the other kid's name.
That ugly little kid that liked her.
Yeah.
God, I don't know what it is about that actor's face. I just don't like him. He seems like a nice guy.
He's got a very blockish head.
There's something about him where I'm like, I don't like that dude.
Hutchinson.
He's done nothing. Yeah, somebody Hutchinson.
It starts with a P.
He's done nothing wrong. I just see his face, and I'm like, I want to punch that. Much like your friends, Ted, want to beat up Fred Savage's brother.
Acquaintances,
yes. All right, your question. What is the Hebrew word for peace? Used both as a greeting and a farewell. Hint, it's not aloha.
No, I'm pretty sure. Is that l'chaim?
Shalom.
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 Okay.
That wasn't a bad guess, though.
Miles, what's Shabbat? I feel like you hear
Shabbat. That's the Friday night where you, when the sun goes down, you turn off all your electricity after you eat. You don't use electricity until the next day. The kids go to bed, and the parents have sex.
But is it, I thought there was a saying with Shalom, like Shalom Shabbat, or...
But I think, so oh, Shabbat, I think you say it like per the day. Right. So you'd always say Shalom, it's like saying hello. So when you say Shalom, then you say Shabbat. So it's like hello or goodbye Friday, depending what side of it you're on.
I celebrate it every Friday. Lights out, let's...
My kids go through this every Hanukkah. The wife's lighting all the candles. Now, it's amazing because they actually remember what the prayer is. I have no idea what it is.
All right.
But the first year they did it.
Haro kata.
Right. If you don't know Hebrew, dude, it does not flow naturally.
Haro kata.
Yeah. So the kids are saying it, and I can see my wife like, are they trying to be funny? I'm like, baby, no. They don't know it. Now they're very smooth with every prayer that they say. All right, your question. Which continent is the natural habitat of the ostrich?
Australia?
You got it. Oh, it's Africa.
Africa. The emu is Australian.
That's right.
That's why emus call you mate. If you ever see one. Yeah. Hey, mate. You go, right, Australia.
Like a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah. All right, your question. Facebook was originally limited to students at what university?
Harvard.
Okay. Nice job.
Didn't they do that to rape girls or something like that?
They did. It was basically going to be a directory of women.
Which cracks me up because it's what's-his-face, Zucker. My brother, you are not in position
to have
an opinion
but he needed
of what a chick looks like because you are about the ugliest, plainest-looking pile of dough.
I think it was the Van Twinkle Brothers.
Ever been pooped into a T-shirt. Just saying.
Okay.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve will throw a hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 57-year-old Acacia Dolphin of Maricopa, Arizona.
Say hi.
Now, Acacia, that is her name, she's what you might call an idiot. Case in point, her house lost power, so instead of calling the electric company, she called the local police. Now, for reasons we do not understand, she thought that the police would or could restore power to her home. Instead, the police happily obliged her when she gave her name and her address. They came directly to her house because she was wanted on 4 felony warrants for drunk driving and had been avoiding the police for the last 2 years. So she actually gave her name, gave the address, and they're like, hey, we'll be right there. So she waited for them to show up, thinking they'd restore power. Instead, they went to her blacked-out house and arrested her dumbass.
Jesus.
They're even like, are you serious? She's like, yeah, this is my address. And they're like, you know what? We'll send some officers right over. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, we can handle this.
Yeah. Idiot. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told, with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.